Magsisimula po si Sir Danilo Araw mula sa End Impunity Alliance at Other Media Founding Member.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Siguro, pakilala ko lang yung organisasyong kinakatawan ko. Bagamat ako rin ay Associate Professor of Journalism dito sa ating kolehiyo. Ang Alter Media ay network o organisasyon ng mga alternative news media organization. Binuo ito noon lang October 2014 dito rin sa mismong CMC Auditorium. Kaya masasabi natin ang Alter Media ay anak ng kolehiyo at binuo rin dahil sa kagustuhan natin na yung tema kasi doon sa unang Congress, bagong hamon sa bagong panahon. At ang tanging masasabi natin dito sa isyong to, malaki talaga ang hamon sa media, sa publiko, sa pangkalahatan, sapagkat kailangan nating huwag kalimutan ang nangyari noong November 23, 2009. Mahalaga para sa atin na isipin hindi lamang ang numero. Siyempre, nakakagimbal yung 58 people were killed, of which 32 are journalists and media workers. At hindi rin tayo magugulat na kahit yung Committee to Protect Journalists na naka-base sa United States ay nagsabi na this is the single worst election-related incident in the entire world. At hindi rin nakakagulat na dun din sa mismong Global Impunity Index ng CPJ, tayo ang pang-apat, the fourth worst offender insofar as impunity is concerned. Kung susuriin mo naman yung hiwalay na impunity index, yung Índice Global de Impunidad ng Universidad de las Americas Puebla sa Mexico, tayo naman ang number one dun sa impunity index, dun sa UDLAP o yung Universidad de las Americas Puebla. Itong mga indicator na to ang nagpapatunay na malaking problema itong sinasabi nating culture of impunity that informs Philippine society. Hindi likas sa kultura ng mga Pilipino ang pumatay na lang ng basta-basta at walang habas na gagawin ang isang bagay sapagkat sa tingin mo, kumbaga sa wikang Ingles, you can get away with it. At ang isang ebidensya nito ay ang fact na ang salitang impunity na wikang Ingles ay walang direktang salin sa wikang Filipino. Ang pinakamalapit siguro yung salitang impunidad, pero alam nyo rin naman na ito ay wikang Kastila. At ang nakakatawa pa nga sa wikang Kastila, pag sinabi mong culture of impunity, ang translation nito hindi po kultura de impunidad, kundi la impunidad lamang. Kasi kahit sa Espanya, ayaw nilang sabihin that it's within their culture that impunity happens. But here in the Philippines, what we see is the reality. Okay, I repeat, the reality of the culture of impunity, even if it is not innate in the Filipino culture given the absence of a particular word that can describe that particular concept. Sa ganitong konteksto natin dapat tingnan yung malaking problema ng impunity sa bansa. At sa kaso ng Ampatuan Massacre, talagang 7 years have passed and there's still zero justice. Pwede nyong sabihin, may mga inaresto na naman, nasa kustodiya na yung maraming suspect. Pero yung ibang mga suspect ay nakalaya rin naman. They're out on bail as of last year dahil sa pagtingin ng husgado, hindi sufficient yung evidence sa kanila, lalo na yung mga PNP na nagbabantay dun sa mga checkpoint kung saan kinuha yung mga naging biktima. At isipin din natin, going beyond the numbers, or just focusing on the numbers for a little while, yung 58, ito yung mga nakuhang remains ng mga namatay. Actually, yung initial pa nga niyan, 57 eh. Pero isinama na yung pang-58 dahil ang nakita yung dentures na lamang niya. So the assumption is, kung nakita yung dentures, siguro hindi lang siya simpleng nawawala, kundi baka patay na. But word on the ground in Barangay Salman paints a different picture. 58 ang nakuha, but the number could go as much as 70, if not even more, who were killed. Bakit? Your guess is as good as mine. You have the issue of political patronage, in the countryside. You have the issue of, for lack of a better term, feudalism, that again happens in the countryside, wherein people look up to peoples of power and influence, and they depend on them for their livelihood and those who would dare transgress the interests of the powers that be, they would end up being killed. Ganun yung konteksto ng Apatuan Massacre, kaya hindi natin dapat ihiwalay ito sa simpleng media issue lamang, kasi it's a human rights issue, it's an issue that shows the crisis that's besetting Philippine society, and that the Ampatuans have thought that they could get away with it is also an indication that there is a need to break up political dynasties and to end not just impunity but also the feudalism that's happening in, well, in society in general, in both urban and rural areas. So this is the kind of reality that we're dealing with right now. And for the journalism students and other majors who are listening, I think the bigger challenge for us is to make sure that we will, on one hand, be not discouraged by this reality. Ang problema kasi sa mga nagkumukuha ng periodismo, parang sa isang banda, sasabihin mo, ah, baka mag-shift na lang ako sa mas safe na kurso. Kung magde-dentistry ka kasi, sa pagkakaalam ko, wala pang pinapatay dahil sa sirang ngipin. Pero, meron din naman, pwedeng mananatili ka na lang sa periodismo, pero papasok ka sa tinatawag na lipstick beat o yung soft news. Magsusulat ka lang ng artikulo tungkol sa fashion, paano ba matatanggal ang ingrown toenail mo, di ba? Kasi doon, medyo ligtas na mga paksa ito. Kaya lang, hindi naman ganon yung journalism program, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, hindi lang sa Universidad ng Pilipinas, kundi maging sa iba pang mga universidad. Because we want to instill the highest standards of the profession, and we want to tell you and inculcate in all of you the theoretical, empirical, and normative aspects of the profession. Isang dilema yan ng mga journalism teacher at siguro kahit sa mga estudyante. Paano mapapataas ang antas ng diskurso sa periodismo pero sa iyong pag-graduate, alam mo na pwedeng mapatay ka o kaya maharas and intimidate dahil sa responsableng pagkampan sa profesyon. And even the reality of social media would not exempt you from other forms of harassment and intimidation. Pwedeng hindi ka patayin, pero ang mangyayari naman sa'yo, you would be harassed and intimidated through cyberbullying and other actions, okay? Albeit through words by the army of trolls that are hired either by public relations firms or even political parties. That's the reality that we deal with. But the main lesson here is, just like what we're doing right now, and just like what we did way back in 2009, immediately after the Ampatuan Massacre, we lend our collective voice and we band together. It is through our united front. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng ating sama-samang pagkilos, kaya nakakaya natin yung mga ganitong pressure sa ating buhay. So to all of you who are taking up journalism and who would want to become journalists someday or media workers, please do not be discouraged. Please try your best to look at the issue and see, okay? Not just and seek not just the understanding of it, but how you can help change it, not as individuals but as part of a strong organization. The College of Mass, even if I'm not here to speak in behalf of the College of Mass Communication, at least here at CMC, you have the necessary support. You have what we call an enabling environment to make sure that, okay, you would get the right education, or to be exact, quality education, okay, regardless of the fees that you pay, which perhaps we'll talk about at a later time. But what I'd like to open up here just before I end this short talk is that alternative media are always a venue for you to more freely practice the profession minus the trappings of the corporate media or the dominant media. We offer you not a source of employment but a source of commitment. A way in which you can freely practice the profession and more responsibly do so Okay? Keeping in mind your duty to help in the shaping of public opinion by providing only the relevant information. The key word here is relevant. Because you will, what I can assure you, given the years that I've been with Bulaklat, Kodaw Productions, Pinoy Weekly, and I also have set up other alternative media organizations, what they have in common is that they don't compete for ratings, they don't compete for readership, and in fact, they help each other. They share resources, they share notes. If you want that kind of culture to happen, then alternative media is one choice. You don't need to go to the dominant media organizations to practice the profession. Of course, you can do that. But if you want something more relevant, something that you think can make a difference, and something that can ensure that the Ampatuan massacre will not happen again, then the alternative media would be here for you. Yun lang po. Maraming salamat.